And how did you get into it?
Well, I've been in the restoration business all my life. You know, I started restoring houses in the Avenues back in the 70s. Bought a whole bunch of property over there. And then went down to San Diego and did the same thing in the 80s. So I made enough money to do what I want, where I want, when I want. So I gave it a little shot last year, and I did an experiment. I put 3-4 trailers out there on the street, rented a little piece of dirt, and in February, when it was 20 degrees below zero, I had people coming off to try to talk about an Airstream trailer, and they wanted to buy a trailer in February, 20 below zero.
Really?
Hard to believe. So I knew right then and there what? That I might have had a home run.
Yeah.
And that kept me going, and then he came along, and he came along, and they all started coming along. And we built this thing up. Some of these guys come from the Boeing Aircraft Company. Some of these guys come from the Porsche, Audi racing teams. And all these different people that have these different talents, I've amalgamated so that when we see a problem, which they all have, we can fix it. And when we restore it, we put each restoration out so that it's better than the last restoration. And that's my kind of credo, so to speak. I just eat it, sleep it, talk it, act it. I just love doing it. I'll give you a card. But, it's just a fun, fun deal. For Texas. And he wanted an Airstream trailer, and he has a son that's a football star. And what they want to do is to have the family be able to tailgate around that circuit, that football circuit, follow the son, and provide a place where they can tailgate and aggregate and entertain while the son was playing ball. And as I understand it, he's a very, very good football player at Baylor University. So that's but the theme changed. That theme might be tailgating. This trailer here might be a fabric store. That trailer over there might be a restaurant. This one might be a tattoo parlor. I mean, it's so diversified, and everybody loves an Airstream. So everywhere you go, you're attracting people to you. So the brand is immediate. When you open the door, my whole incentive is to have everybody that opens that door for the first time and step into one of our trailers, I want them to say, wow. Just like you said.
Yeah.
Wow, this is pretty cool. But the Airstream trailers today is just one of the few iconic parts of America that are going up in value. You go across the street to the Ford dealer and you buy a truck, next week it's worth less than you bought it. When you buy one of these, it's worth more.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Utah Stories is like one of the only publications that wants to get into rural Utah and write about people who have decided to, you know, live that really different lifestyle than what you find in the city. And,
yeah.
And we're just going in and writing about, we people. Wrote about people. Yeah.
People. Yeah. And that's
it's fun.
A lot of the people have come off the grid and want to get to the rurality of America, you know, and just want to have a peaceful life but do fun things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
do you know people, are some of your customers end up living in these?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, they have a specific, anyone that calls me looking for a trailer to buy has a reason why they're calling. It's not just an arbitrary phone call saying, well, tell me a little bit about this Airstream stuff. It's, hey, you know what? I got a ranch, or I got some acreage right on the river, and I want to put my trailer there, and they have a reason. Mm-hmm. Or they want to start that tattoo parlor. You know, they certainly need a certain size. Or they want to cut this thing right here in half, and then that whole thing opens up. And it becomes a restaurant. I got two guys that are down in Mexico City that bought a trailer. They're from Texas. Mexico has lots of tacos, and they have all the burritos. They don't have Texas barbecue. And these guys are selling Texas barbecue in Mexico City.
Airstream that makes it so different than the design of a regular.
The Olympic rivet.
Hmm.
The Olympic. Olympic rivet. This is the same rivet that you put together for an airstream, for an airplane.
Okay.
Same airstream, but it's the same airstream, but...
And even after welding progressed to the point where they probably didn't need to rivet, did they continue riveting?
They're building them today with rivets. Still today. When they started when? 1931. And they're still building airstreams today in Ohio.
Did they ever not do rivets?
They've always done rivets.
Huh.
That's the way it came out. Obviously longer lasting. This trailer here is 45 years old. And it's still pretty good.
Yeah.
Hey, Craig, our piece is here.
How much does a job like this cost?
Well, depending on what they choose for cabinetry, you know, they can put $12,000 in, or they can put $3,000, you know, worth of the woods and so forth. Mm-hmm. But the average restoration cost is somewhere between $25,000 and $85,000.
Wow, that's comparable to restoring a house.
Oh yeah, but it goes up and down.
There's some, any like Hollywood folks in Park City that you've done work for?
I have, but I can't tell you who, and we'll be in Park City Magazine next issue.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, a couple of famous people. Hmm. But we're just working on being who we are. I was on people, not only in this world here, but in my other world, my other life, you know, my other restoration business with homes. Mm-hmm. And people want to kind of keep the anonymity. You know, they need to know that. And
yeah.
It's like one thing that McConaughey, what's his last name? McConaughey, the actor?
Oh, Matthew.
Yeah, Matthew McConaughey. He loves Airstream trailers. I've seen him in three or four different magazines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, espousing on how good and how much fun and how easy that Airstream life is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a real advocate for it. He loves it.
Yeah, you make me want to get one.
Well, that's what happens. It becomes contagious.
Yeah.
You know? And now what I'm working on is it's going to be probably sometime this week or next week, I want to go to the Wells Fargo of the world. And I want them to help you finance this. It will be, because if you, when you buy a truck or a vehicle of any sort, and you take it out of the dealership, it goes down in value. When I take this trailer that I bought for $2,000 and do what we're doing to the trailers, the bank is going to say, this is pretty cool. My investment that I'm lending on is not going down in value.
Mm-hmm.
It's going up in value. And I think I'm going to start to revolutionize the restoration business for Airstream.
Yeah.
That's going to be much my next little raison d'etre.